This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To the Sangone River, a tributary of the Po River in Italy. I'm joined by Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation. Lorenzo gave us a warning a week ago that he'd driven by the Po and that the water was extremely attenuated, so much so that the tributary of the Sangone, I'm looking at a photograph from Reuters, is dry. A man's walking down the middle of a riverbed. Lorenzo, a very good evening to you. Is this the drought? Is this the heat wave? Do you have any rain at all? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. The situation is getting more critical than 1 week ago. Unfortunately, we had few rain over the Alps in the very north of Italy, but this rain, unfortunately, is the result really of a climate change. We have a very violent thunderstorms that normally are more wind than rain. Just today in Milan, where I am, we had a sort of thunderstorm, but very few rain and a lot of wind causing some damages. And in the very south, the expectation next week in terms of temperature are temperature above 40 degrees, even 43, 44. Sardinia Islands is likely the hottest part of Italy, and the weather forecasts are projecting temperature close to 45. I mean, it's unbelievable because the persistence of such hot subtropical wave of heat is really very, very long. In the past, normally this last 10 days, 2 weeks maximum, while now we are having such kind of weather since the beginning of June. And July normally is the hottest month. You know that the Mediterranean sea temperature have been increased over the last 4 or 5 days by 4 centigrade degrees, which is really a lot. And the Po River is a disaster. Let me tell you that because the flow is becoming less and less and less, hydroelectric power plants have been shut down, and we have now also a problem for the thermal power plant, because those that are using gas turbine needs water to cool all the plant, and unfortunately the flow of a Po River is not enough to cool. So even those thermoelectrical power plants are going to be shut down. Not a very good situation, because we will lose a lot of agricultural products, and also the livestock are really suffering.
Lorenzo, 40 degrees Celsius is 104 degrees. 45 is 113 degrees. So the possibility is that you'll have in Milano or in the south 113 degrees. Where's it going?
In the south. In Milan, we should remain a bit better simply because there are some flow of humid air from the Atlantic Sea that normally brings the effect of a few thunderstorms. And normally, when you have a few thunderstorms, you have at least a reduction of temperature. But even in Milan, the projection of temperature for the beginning of next week are not so good, because they are talking of temperature in the order of 40 degrees. And we don't know about the humidity percentage, because if the humidity goes up, really the climate become unbearable.
Right.
We are in a situation that is a sort of mix of the typical situation of the desert in Africa, or maybe other exotic places in the tropical latitude, with a very hot weather and a lot of humidity.
Energy, energy, energy is the story because of Ukraine conflict. But how now we have the climate causing doubts about the electric generating of the hydroelectric plants, the thermoelectric plants. And we go now to what is to be done. The prime minister asked people to turn down or turn off their air conditioners during the springtime. I read now that the government in Rome is seeking to reduce the amount of gas that you get from Russia. Is there progress on that, Lorenzo?
Yes, yesterday, Mr. Draghi, our Prime Minister, was in Brussels for the European Council. He's pressing all the other European countries to set up a date for a specific summit devoted to energy. And he said that the dependency of Italy from Russian gas supply, which is, as I said in previous interviews, around the 42-43% of the total gas that we need in terms of supply, has now been reduced to 25%. And of course, Mr. Draghi, through the Minister of Ecological Transition, is pressing to reduce further by the next month this percentage. We have doubled the supply of gas from Algeria, and we have reached agreement with other countries like Qatar to get liquid gas, which is transformed in gas when it comes to Italy. I understood that the European Council has decided to set up a date for a discussion regarding energy in July, and very likely there will be a plan for, let's say, evaluation that will address how to save consumption, how to save energy by reducing consumption. And the Prime Minister Draghi and his cabinet already decided that in any public and private place, the temperature should not be below 25 degrees in terms of air conditioning. This is an important, let's say, measure.
The energy story is also about petrol. What prices are you paying now in Italy?
Well, you know that right now the price for a gallon, so I tell you in something which is familiar to the U.S. listeners, is above $8 per gallon. So we are talking about precisely $8.4 per gallon, which is really a lot. And I think that the next cabinet, which is scheduled for the end, for the beginning of next week, is going to extend the discount in terms of reduction of a fiscal weight of, on the cost of fuel by, let's say, 30 cents per liter, which can keep a liter of fuel below €2 per liter. You know that this cost, this high cost, is also causing a lot of a problem to fishermen. So we have, let's say, a continuous protest of the organization that normally fish in the Mediterranean Sea, which is rich of fishes. They are protesting because, you know, they cannot afford so high price of fuel in their economy. They are losing money, so they prefer to stay with their boats in the port.
We come to the happy part of our report. It is summertime. It's hot, yes, and Italy's beautiful, and the beaches welcome everyone who travels to Italy. But I learned from an article most recently, the best beaches in Italy to take your dog, the dog-friendly beaches of Italy. So I want to go through them. Where is Savona?
So it's 140 kilometers south of Milan. While Livorno, you mentioned, is a little bit farther, it's close by Florence, 100 kilometers west of Florence.
And Lecce, where's Lecce?
Lecce is very south of Italy. It's a beautiful town. I would recommend Americans and foreigners to visit, pay a visit to Lecce. Lecce is known as the town of light because of the stone used to build the ancient downtown. When you are there, the architecture is very much highlighted by the color of this stone that, lighted by the sun, is a sort of brightness that you cannot see anywhere else.
Lorenzo Fiore of the Ansaldo Foundation, the best beaches for dogs in Italy this summer. I'm John Batchelor.